Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 62%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17 and the dew point is 7 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas City, Kansas Community College is buying 12 acres of land in Lansing, Kansas, as it approaches its 100th anniversary.
The college was able to purchase the land with the support of Lansing Mayor Tony McNeil and the approval of the Lansing City Council on November 17th. With the land purchase, a new facility will be designed to provide modern classrooms, laboratories, and technical training spaces that will offer greater capacity and new programs in the county. The school plans to open the new site in the fall of 2027. The college has served Leavenworth County for the past 35 years. I'm Amanda Landrum.
Two suspects are in custody related to a suspected arson in Riley County. Fires were set near the intersection of North 11th and Bertrand Streets, also the 1400 block of Sunny Slope Lane and the 1600 block of Sunny Slope Lane in Manhattan last Friday. Mostly brush and trees were damaged. Jacob Eister and Ryan Eister were seen with gas lanterns and were arrested. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Law enforcement across Kansas will be out in greater numbers over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, as they'll be searching for speeders, seatbelt use, and any suspicion of impaired driving during the annual Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign. The goal is to cut down on the number of accidents and crash-related deaths on Kansas roads. In 2021, 319 people were killed in crashes on Kansas roads, and of those who died, 46.4% were not wearing their seatbelt at the time of the crash. Out of that percentage, 46.6% were front seat passengers and 58.3% were back seat passengers. Kansas Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz said whether driving down the street or across the country, you endanger yourself by not buckling up, and you're letting others be in danger if you don't require them to use their seatbelts also. She said drivers and passengers should use that seatbelt every single time they get into a vehicle. The Click It or Ticket campaign will begin tomorrow, Wednesday, November 23rd, and run through Monday, November 28th. A grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation and the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will cover the costs of the increased patrols. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office website at www.ktsro.org. With an eye to the critical role agriculture plays in the lives of Kansans, Dr. Grady Dixon, Dean of the Peter Wirth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, and Ken Rogers, the Kansas District 110th Representative, launched a pilot agricultural forum. The event, held on Monday at the Fort Hays State University Robbins Center, was funded by Fort Hays State University as part of its mission to serve Kansas residents. Issues and perspectives of 8 guest speakers representing several agriculture industry sectors were presented throughout the day, and Representative Rogers led a legislative panel at the close of the day's presentations where he spoke about the value of sharing ideas. Rogers said they wanted to highlight what's going on in Kansas and give stakeholders a chance to interact with legislators, which is a real opportunity for them to hear from you. During the panel discussion, the legislators discussed property tax relief, water concerns, and potential markets to move commodities. Governor Kelly has proclaimed November 18th through the 24th as Use Antibiotics Wisely Week in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is asking health care providers and Kansans to use antibiotics wisely to help protect them from the growing threat of antibiotic resistance, or AR. This week-long observance, led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, promotes awareness of AR and the importance of appropriate antibiotic prescribing and use across the United States. Dr. Joan DeWeave, the state health officer at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, stated that overuse and misuse of antibiotics has resulted in some bacteria developing resistance to these important medications. She said we all have a part to play in ensuring the proper use of antibiotics, and she said using them only when appropriate and as they are prescribed will help prevent the development of new antibiotic-resistant bacteria, further protecting all Kansans. Antibiotic awareness does not mean stopping the use of antibiotics. It means improving the way they are prescribed and used only when necessary and appropriate. And the CDC finds that more than one-third of all antibiotic prescribed or otherwise used in the United States are either not needed or don't match the germ. They said they're not effective for viruses such as colds, most sore throats, and many sinus infections. DeWeave added that antibiotic resistance is a major threat to both individual and public health because it reduces our options for effective treatments for bacterial infections and limits the tools healthcare providers have to fight life-threatening infectious diseases. To learn more about antibiotic resistance, you can visit useantibioticswisely.com. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Game and Parks said they're investigating a deer hunting incident that left a 20-year-old Indianola man seriously injured. Game and Parks said the hunting accident happened on Sunday around 5 p.m. in Red Willow County. The 20-year-old man was accidentally shot by a rifle that belonged to a 54-year-old man who was following him and another hunter up an embankment. Officials said the 20-year-old was flown to Bryan West Medical Trauma Center in Lincoln for treatment of his injuries. Game and Parks said this is the fourth hunting incident reported in 2022 and the third in 3 days. In comparison, 8 hunting incidents resulting in personal injury were reported in 2021 and 5 incidents were reported in 2020. Nebraska Game and Parks said they're investigating the incident and the November firearm deer season closed November 20th. A jury trial is pending for a Hastings man accused of setting fire to a John Deere dealership in July. Reports say that 31-year-old Mitchell Linder is charged with felony second-degree arson and with felony criminal mischief, and on Thursday he pled not guilty to both charges. His attorney requested a trial in February, but it's not been scheduled yet. The fire at Landmark Implement in Hastings on July 13th caused an estimated $6 million in damage. Court records show that the state fire marshal arrested Linder about a month later after finding evidence that the fire was intentionally set. The fire marshal concluded that a box was set on fire in the parts department of the dealership. The court records show that Linder is free on $5,000 bond, and if convicted on the arson and criminal mischief charges, Linder could get up to 6 years in prison. The Nebraska Department of Corrections said an inmate went missing from the Community Corrections Center, Omaha, on Saturday. Devontae Perisia disappeared while he was supposed to be at work during an approved release. He removed his monitoring device, however, officials did not say where that device was found. Perisia started his sentence on February 23rd of 2016, and he was sentenced to 6 to 10 years on charges that included burglary and theft by deception in Douglas County. He had a parole hearing scheduled for Wednesday and a tentative release date of February 13th of 2025. Perisia is a 29-year-old black man with black hair and brown eyes. He's 6 foot 3 inches tall and weighs about 190 pounds. Anyone with knowledge of his whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol immediately. The Correction Center is one of two community custody facilities operated by the Department of Corrections. Community custody is the lowest custody level and the least restrictive type of facility. Inmates are allowed to go to work, school, and religious services with prior approval and without direct supervision. Another inmate went missing from the facility on Tuesday, and he has still not been found. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic medical staff wants to alert the community that they're seeing a significant increase in influenza numbers. So if you're sick or have a fever, you're asked to please stay home. A list of flu symptoms from the CDC includes fever or feeling feverish and chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue or tiredness. Some people may also have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly, and people who have the flu often feel some or all of these symptoms. It's important to note that not everyone with the flu will have a fever. Influenza or the flu can cause mild to severe illness, and at times can even lead to death. Anyone can get sick with the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen to anyone at any age. But some people are at higher risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. This includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease, if you are pregnant, and children younger than 5 years old, but especially those younger than 2 years old. If you want your influenza vaccination, those are available at the Norton Medical Clinic or the Norton County Health Department and Home Health. If you need to see a provider, you can call the clinic at 785-877-3305. More information is available at cdc.gov/flu/symptoms/symptoms. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic wants everyone to be safe and protected over this Thanksgiving holiday. Unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, November 15th, includes that Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The Norton County Canvas Board of the Norton County Commission canvassed the November 8, 2022 general election, and upon final canvass, the results will be transmitted to the Secretary of State and declared official. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission with several items. Ted informed the commission that the pit is filling up faster than they expected, and Ted stated that he hoped that there was enough volume left in the pit to complete the year. Ted also delivered to the commission and the municipal solid waste landfill Cell 2 Phase 1 development, reporting that the proposal is to extend the leachate pipe in active Cell 2, and BG Consultants provided a quote estimate for the leachate pipe and extension. And Ted has sent out requests for bids to the contractors. Ted also provided information to the commission on the fencing, as he's still trying to locate product and pricing. Ted then spoke with the commission on the tree disposal, saying that commercial businesses have dumped a large amount of tonnage at the landfill, which requires an added expense to the landfill. Ted proposed that the commission approve a tipping fee to commercial haulers, and after a discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve a $10 fee for tree disposal per load on commercial haulers, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, reported to the commission with department operations. Kathy stated the 2022 taxes are spooled and ready for the printer, and tax statements are expected to be mailed later this week. The Norton County 2023 holiday schedule was presented to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, Chairman Thompson signed the schedule, and mid-month vouchers were submitted to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers were signed and approved. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the November 7, 2022 commission minutes, with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the minutes from October 31, 2022, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motions passed. The meeting was then adjourned until November 21st of 2022. The Norton County Hospital wants to remind the public of their closing for Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital business and administrative offices will also be closed this Thursday, November 24th, for Thanksgiving. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. Funeral services for William Butch Cochran of Norton will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Tuesday, November 22nd, at the First Church of God in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with the funeral expenses and may be sent to the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Funeral services for Wilma Wiseman, 88, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, November 25th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held before the service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be cheesy breadsticks, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken strips, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 58 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a calm wind. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 59 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. And on Wednesday night, should turn mostly cloudy with a low around 26. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 46 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 52. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 62%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17, and the dew point is 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs took down the LA Chargers 30-27 on Sunday Night Football, and it was Travis Kelce who had a big game with 115 receiving yards and three touchdown receptions from quarterback Patrick Mahomes. And speaking after the game, Patrick Mahomes discussed Travis Kelce and what makes his star tight end so great and what different abilities he has, both physically and in particular mentally, that makes him such a tough assignment for defense as well, makes him such a good player on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a lot of reps, first off. We've played a lot of football together now. I joke around, I'm getting old in this locker room now already. So we've played a lot of football together, done a lot of reps, but he's just a competitor. I'll say it. I think that's the best talent that Travis has. No, not the size, the speed, the route running, is that he will compete to the very end, and he's going to go down fighting. And so I respect that. I think that I'm the same way, as I'm going to do whatever I can to win no matter what the score is. And we have a lot of guys like that on this team, and I think that's what makes great teams, is guys that won't give up even when it doesn't look great.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve, because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a mostly clear sky across the state of Kansas, and the weather pattern looks to stay fairly quiet for us for the next day or two. But then some changes are on the way that may impact travel on Thanksgiving. This is a change in the computer models. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. We may reach 60 in south central and northeast Kansas. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy through this evening. Our low in the low 20s in western Kansas, upper 20s in north central Kansas, and low to mid 30s across the rest of the state. Clouds will continue to increase for us on Wednesday. It'll be breezy with south winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Our high in the mid to upper 50s, 60 possible in northwest Kansas. Then a cold front begins to slide into western Kansas Wednesday night. This front and low pressure system will make its way across the state and nearby on Thanksgiving Day. This will bring us a chance of light rain beginning Wednesday night into Thursday, with a transition to a wintry mix possible later and that may impact travel a bit on Thanksgiving with temperatures falling into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we do have the potential for a higher cash market this week, but it's not going to go way out front as far as what we're going to see as far as the cash trade is concerned. And normally this is around the last momentum that we have as far as the cash market is concerned. So something to keep an eye on there as far as the trade is concerned.